Seems to me that I've heard people go bah, bah, bah. I don't know.
How about your chickens? Do you call them? They're just around.
They're there.
I know when I was a boy, I used to go out and our call was chicky, 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 chicky.
Out
of the hen house.
My dad used to have a call for him. I forget, clue, 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 something like that. But he, of course, he never used a cell feeder or anything like that. And when he'd go to the granary, why, they'd start going around the granary. They'd make two or three rounds around the granary. He'd say they're praying their rosary. When they get the rosary prayed, why, I'll give them some feed.
If you had virgin land and you wanted to put it under cultivation, what would you do? What was done first here when land was put into cultivation?
It was cleared if it had brush on it.
Uh-huh. Now, and brush, what would this be?
A mesquite type of brush or something like that. Mm-hmm. And otherwise, that was broke. They'd break the ground, or they just call it broke sod or something like that. Of course, today they just say, I went out and plowed up that pasture.
Mm-hmm. After you plow it, what do you do?
I've done so little of it, I don't really know, but you generally disc it or something like that to kind of cut the sod chunks.
Mm-hmm. What did you call that? That implement that had the teeth in back that you'd drag over and break up the chunks.
The harrow?
Uh-huh. Do they use discs for that now?
The harrow, all it would do is smooth the surface. It wouldn't cut down deep. Mm-hmm. A disc or a spring tooth or a chisel is the thing. A harrow is something everyone's got laying around out there somewhere and hardly ever uses.
Mm-hmm. There's no use for it.
Well, you get your ground too flat right before sowing. Some people use it. Or if you want to get ground ready for alfalfa or something like that.
What do you call a trench that the plow cuts?
Furrow.
And then if you plant wheat and bring it in, you say what you get is your what?
The crop.
Did I ask you about wheat, how it was harvested here when you were a boy?
It was always done with the binder and the thresher.
Mm-hmm. And the binder, that would throw out what?
Bundles.
What was done with the bundles then?
They were shocked.
Any special number to a shock?
Eight was the common one, but you could make them larger, but you couldn't make a shock stand without eight.
Mm-hmm. That would be how?
Two. Mm-hmm. That would leave you four little openings around these here, and then you put one on each mm-hmm. one of these here corners, and you have a kind of a round square type shock.
Uh-huh. And the water would be partially turned from that, wouldn't it?
Well, that was the object of it. If your heads lay down together over the top, the middle wouldn't get too wet.
Mm-hmm. What was good yield here in the early days, I believe?
At one time, my dad had 15 acres that made 33 bushel an acre.
Mm.
It was terrific.
Gosh, yes, with early equipment.
Well, the ground would look at the soil, though the soil was new at that time.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the equipment, I think it's the variety of wheat. I think our grain varieties have come a long way.
Mm-hmm. How did you harvest your oats?
The same way. We made a different type of shock for oats. It was longer, beat just one like this here.
Uh-huh.
And probably about 10 or 12 in a row like this here.